Okay, today is Friday, October 10th, 2008. The topic tonight was scheduled to be love, but I'm going to actually tune in and ask if there's another topic that we would like to talk about. They've made several suggestions on the last several channelings about things that we could talk about, and other people have also asked about various topics, so let's see. Including things like money, relationships, politics, the kinds of things that people are usually concerned with.
Although it tells me how to.
I don't think so. That one hasn't come up. Interesting. I asked, is there something I should be channeling on after, you know, doing the ascension and so on. I asked, should there be another topic for tonight instead of love? And I heard, we suggest peace. Nice. Love and peace. And I think that peace might lead into love anyway, so the topic tonight will be peace, for sure. Maybe love and peace, both. I actually think I should say something about how I prepare myself. Basically, I have a kind of a permanent request that this house be protected, and that anytime, anywhere I might be, that I be protected, and particularly if I'm talking with spirits, that the only spirits I really am interested in talking with are spirits who are of the very highest possible involvement, light, love, abilities, and so on. And I think it's really important, I tend to forget to mention it, but I think it's really important that people know, A, that that's true, that it's a very protected space, and B, that if you're going to try this kind of thing, that you keep those, that it's important to be protected and to ask for protection and to ask for only beings who are of the highest light. Keep that in mind, because if you don't, there are all kinds of spirits out there and you could connect with any of them. You might connect with one you don't want to, or with one who's of lower level, lower development, lower involvement, lower intentions. Fred, the garage mechanic who died in the 1940s and just feels like he really has something to say, that kind of thing. So the topic tonight is peace. We are going to speak. We are that whom you call Metatron. We feel it has been a while since we have spoken. We feel it is time, and this is a good topic for us to speak about. This is a topic that is you might say, near and dear to our hearts, our heart, if you wish. We use the we because we are a multidimensional being who exists in many times and places, and who also has multiple identities and also multiple identities is incorrect, multiple aspects, and who has also multiple entities who consult with, speak with us, and so in a sense we are speaking from a point of view of consensus at a very high level in the physical universe from a spiritual perspective. The topic of peace is one that has puzzled, has delighted, has been longed after by multiple generations of human beings. In one sense, you might say that other species and other inhabitants on other planes of existence already have achieved the sort of thing that you might think of as peace. But human beings do not believe that they have achieved it, because they have war, they have violence, they have disagreements, they have conflict, confrontations, they have that in their hearts which is not peaceful. And by having that in their hearts which is not peaceful, they manifest that in their living world so that they can look at it, examine it from all perspectives, from all angles, if you will, so that they can cogitate about it, think about it, ponder it, discover what it means, what is that unrest in their hearts, what are those angry thoughts or those thoughts of wishing to harm or attack others. This is something that is inherent in the human frame, in the human structure. It has to do with the challenges that you as a species have chosen to face in this playground that you call Earth, in this arena, this testing area. You try out things. And in order to be able to try out things, you must have, of course, free will, which all have, but you must also have a certain forgetfulness, a lack of conscious knowledge of how things actually work, and of how everything and everyone actually is in constant and full communication with each other, and how truly love is the glue that binds us all together, and is the substance from which we arise, and is the sustenance upon which we live, survive, and thrive. In forgetting that, which you might say is what the Garden of Eden story is about. It is about leaving the paradise that this world can be, has been, will be again, is on another level of existence. It is leaving that paradise of communication, which does not mean full agreement. It does not mean mindless lotus-eating people lying around doing nothing because they have no will or ambition or desire to do individual things. That is not what that means, and we can address that if we have time later this evening. Instead, what it does mean is that there is much more conscious awareness of the interconnectedness of things. In leaving this paradise and entering the cold, cruel world of this earth as it is,